This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the talented jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingalls. Sax player Rob Wilkerson is another in a cadre of young jazz players from Albuquerque, born in the 1970s, who played their way through the University of New Mexico and paid their dues, as it were, in the 1990s, to become noticed among the up-and-coming musicians living and working in the jazz mecca of New York City today. For Wilkerson, it started out when he picked up an old alto sax laying around the house when he was in fourth grade. After a year of retirement in fifth grade, his interest picked up again in middle school and accelerated through high school under the tutelage of local educators Larry Case, Arlen Asher, and John Sanks. After finishing at UNM and getting a master's at North Texas State, Rob began his composing and recording career in earnest, and lately has been touring the world with the popular singer Michael Bublé. He brought some of his recordings in and recalled for interviewer Roy Durfee, knowing as a boy that he'd found his niche in life.
I don't think I really had a place, you know, something that I felt really comfortable doing, and it was just a really good outlet for me, you know, being in band and having friends and feeling like you sort of fit in. And I think I had a good amount of natural talent, not anywhere near an amazing amount, but I had enough of amount of natural talent that once I was surrounded by some players that were better than me, you know, I was able to sort of sap off some of that. And so, you know, it's nice when you're successful at something when you're a kid, you know. It's
like, yeah,
it feels good. So for whatever level that was at, it was, you know, that sort of turned me on. And
so what did you find waiting for you at UNM?
I went there on scholarship, sort of gets confusing, but I studied there for a couple of years. There was a lot for me to learn, but I was just sort of anxious, and I actually dropped out after a couple of years and moved to New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And just to sort of, I don't know what I thought I was going to do, be a jazz star or something. so I went out there, and I was studying in Philadelphia with this guy, Dennis Sandoli, who is most famous for being Coltrane's first teacher.
Uh-huh.
I think during the period in New Jersey and studying with Sandoli, although I didn't really realize it at the time, I mean, I was definitely practicing, you know, a good 4 to 6 hours a day.
Wow.
And playing a lot of piano, you know, just get some facility and get my ears happening for sure. Kind of decided after about a year and a half that it's there's worse things than being in school on scholarship, I realized. So anyway, I moved back, and by that time, the current band director, Eric Rombach, and also Glenn Koster had just started there as well, and Carrie Kaufman, who was my saxophone teacher, classical saxophone teacher, had just started there too. All, you know, top-notch, really amazing teachers. Not that the teachers before were not, but
exactly.
These teachers were very formative for me and kind of brought a clean slate to the university, I feel like, and really got a lot of stuff together.
How would you characterize your sound?
It's tough to put that into words. Sound is really important for me. The sound I create on the alto, which is mellow and relatively dark upper register, which I think is somewhat unique. A lot of the guys that hire me are looking for melody. Another track that has been sort of a favorite, I guess, is Bind. That actually has gotten some performances other than me. I think that's probably the only one on the CD anyway that's got played by people sort of outside of my band. Thank you. at the time, and still very deeply into the playing of Warren Marsh and Lee Konitz and Lenny Tristano. You know, I think Bind is sort of shows my influence. I'm trying to write long linear lines over the bar line. Bind is also in 5/4 time, which is not necessarily something that they did, but I tried to throw a monkey wrench in there. It's sort of my nod to Lenny and company.
Why don't you say something about your new release and select a track?
Here's a song that's 4/4 swing, and I'm trying to kind of combine harmony and a certain sense of groove that I think is coming from a lot of kind of alternative rock, Radiohead, Beck, Coldplay, you know, the long list of kind of popular things like that. This tune is, I'm trying to tap in and sort of bring those together. I just wanted to add that as I was coming up, I was given pretty much endless amazing opportunities from the jazz musicians that were playing, that were around. You know, I mean, they didn't have to try to help me, but did, and that was, I wouldn't have been anywhere without them.
Alto sax man Rob Wilkerson talking with Roy Durfee. Hear much more from Rob and other New Mexico jazz musicians at our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for extended interviews, music samples, photographs, and more. Our staff includes Nola Daves Moses, Carol Boss, and Genevieve Russell. Funding from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.